And last, we ought to see an hierarchical administration of life as utterly evil. And as long as there is a centralized bureaucracy, no nation is spared by a despotism of any color and gender. Like an impotent man, nature is no longer able to manifest itself in its full character. And lastly, the manifestation of any individual should grow no bigger than a tree in its full development. And whenever beauty is born again, the more juvenile humans loses no time in intoxicating it again. And the prerogative of the social pyramid is not to allow any form of individual manifestation to rise, but to increase its own height. And some trees grow more isolated than others and would certainly die if too concentrated among other trees. And the only way socialism can work in ecological terms is by giving its administration back to the people. And any centralized grip of power in the end is a great generation of confusion and destruction. And our effort is to administrate our lives against a centralized administration denaturalizing them. And what they call progressive enlightenment, we call progressive confusion under the spell of the mega machine. And that no human is an island is yet another excuse to say that there is no possibility for autonomy. And the natural web of interdependency has been replaced by a web of monodependence. And one day the circumstances allows it, and one day they don't allow it. And this is life, and that's how life should be. And a peaceful innocence may in fact be breeding a most evil character. And it is the power of acceleration that may allow a method, but not the maturation of any thinking. And more than any kind of diet to save the world, we ought to abstain from authoritarianism. And the authority may become temporarily benevolent only after everything and everyone that stand its way gets exterminated. And without dominating, we shall keep the examination of our nature as a constant, so to emerge from any form of domination. And if we have to work for the capitalist others, we have to do so only to collect the resources to become naturally autonomous. And the spontaneous communities are more or less those escaping the grip of centralization until it gets again onto them. And the bitter core is delivered only through the sweetest pulp. And there is the official education to obey others, but the most important is the unofficial education to obey one's nature. And in the end also art can be very essential, and that is the art that is most related to our own human nature. And it is absolutely not a matter of what we consume, but how we consume and stay frugal. The matter is not being left or right oriented, but clarifying whether one is pro-centralization or against. And the less that is processed by the machine, the less harmful, and the more it is processed by human's body and soul, the more nourishing. And last, it is in the details that the good of our energy are fully wasted. And better than explosive, the ultimate transcendentalist thought to attach is a liberating message with powerful art. And those who are made official saints in the end are those who have sacrificed themselves in the name of power. And lacking nature as the main authority, we gave way to the abnormal seizure of human authority. And while the real is nourishing, everything growing out of nature can either be lacking substance or even be harmful. And it isn't that nature is erratic, but can no longer reach her climax through her seasonal changes and became passive-aggressive. Rather than teaching them how to be authoritarian, let's learn from them how to spontaneously get back in harmony with nature. And to accept a package shaping in detail our conduct is far heavier than going with the flow and being shaped by it. And if we manage to live up to the birth of the nation state without causing any harm to the environment, why should we evolve into something more drastic? And the options we are given by the hierarchical system is either a palace where we cannot be lords, or a rat hole where we have the power to dominate. And if in the past we restrict ourselves for the sake of the cosmos, today we restrict ourselves for the sake of ourselves, and therefore harming the cosmos. And at last, the principle of doing no harm is the principle of ecological liberation. And that non-hierarchical society can live better and be more ecological is no ideal, but it is what it has been prior to the nation state and its industrial apparatus. And the adherence to rituals are in fact needed, because everything that falls by chance outside it may be a whole new epiphany. And there should be only one right, and that is living without coercive authority, always breathing on our neck. And if death is sovereign, we cannot but work for a life to come. And ultimately, it is a matter of enabling people to reconstitute their organic community without any coercive constitution prohibiting it. And we are bound to live in the grid, but we ought to at least spiritually unleash ourselves from it. And the fundamental rights of the nation states are those who guarantee its existence against the rights to live ecologically with nature. In their ambiguity of not being authoritarian or being authoritarian, new authorities are born. And while with the hierarchy we can grow our worldly power, only without it we can grow our humanity. And unless we are willing to happily carry the burden of our humanity, we are doomed to rise high and fall. And the main difference is that humans within a state has to constantly come up with new forms of dominance in order to survive, while outside the state they can adapt to their natural living. And what the apologists of a new era disregarded as the superstition of the old era turned out to be the remedy to what they have caused. And the quitting of civilization without preparation is not only suicide, but actual genocide. And the international alliance in the end may be seen as a form of collaborative stupidity, bringing the world to the brink of destruction. And industrialization carries the promise of luxury for all, while in fact implementing widespread misery. And having built the pyramid of power, the future will be not about building more, but repairing it from the catastrophes it generated. And the fight against patriarchism may only be in the end an apology for a more thorough obedience of the state. And celebrities in the end are only artists in becoming celebrities. And without wilderness there is hardly a possibility of a sustainable community. And nature is beautiful everywhere. What is ugly is the degree by which a society turned hierarchical destroys it. And empathy is really when we no longer feel sorry about us, but about others.